Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Now, Martin Foley is the member for Albert Park, and he's also Minister for Housing, Minister for Equality. How many other titles have you got, Martin? I always forget.
Four.
Four?
Unfortunately, the Minister for Sport had a bit of an unfortunate turn, so he's asked me to look after his gig while he's away. But that's, I suppose if you're going to be Sports Minister, September's the time to be it.
Yes, it is, actually.
It certainly is. Now, there's... So Martin, there's some changes that have come in on the 1st of September to state adoption law. For our listeners, can you run through the changes for us, please?
Absolutely. These are very important amendments to the adoption legislation. What they do is that they enshrine the principle that the only thing that should count when it comes to adopting a child in Victoria is the interests of the child, and that adoption should pay no regard to the sex or the gender identity of the people seeking to adopt. We've had this ridiculous proposition for some 30 years that prohibited same-sex or gender-diverse couples or individuals adopting people. It was a commitment we took to the election, and we passed the legislation last year. The regulatory framework is now in place, so there is now no legislative barrier for people of same-sex attraction or gender-diverse orientation to prohibit them from adopting. And the need for this is really what's driven it.
Yeah.
Not just the discriminatory barriers, but we've seen more and more blended families, we've seen more and more assisted reproduction technology, and we now have, we're not exactly sure, but there are at least several thousand kids in rainbow families out there who are in a legal haze at the moment. This now gives those families the opportunity to remove that haze.
And of course, it's important for people to understand when they think about adoption, a lot of people will think about adopting a child who doesn't have parents, either because they're separated from them or the parents have passed on. That's actually quite a small number. This is actually about children that might, you know, that might be with one parent or that are coming, you know, that are in a blended family. So it's the change to adopting a child that doesn't have parents. Yes, that is significant. But this is about families that already exist predominantly,
exactly.
Isn't it, Mum?
It's families that have existed outside the legal realms of what we say are the norms. And it was discriminatory against same-sex couples and gender-diverse families for no good reason. The only measure should be what is in the interests of the child. And this now operating law means that same-sex and gender-diverse families have that discrimination removed against them.
That's fantastic news, Minister. It's Tass here. Good morning to you. It's fantastic news. It's another chipping away of discriminatory legislation that does exist. I understand that there's a couple of bills that are scheduled coming to Parliament. These have clearly been discussed fairly broadly. We all know what they are. They are the amendments to the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act, and also the Equal Opportunity Act.
That's right.
Can you confirm that this is the case?
Yes, both bills have been first read in the Parliament, and both bills are up for debate this week.
So fantastic.
Equal Opportunity Amendment Religious Exemptions Bill, which seeks to remove the automatic defence that faith-based organisations have to prevent same-sex and gender-diverse people potentially from employment. What it seeks to do is to qualify the test that can be used to exclude same-sex people from employment in faith-based organisations.
What does that mean in plain speak, English Minister?
In plain speak, in 2010, the law was changed, the Equal Opportunity Bill was changed to require faith-based organisations to only have this ability where a job's inherent requirements for that faith-based organisation was needed to discriminate. So that bill was, that law was brought in 2010 under the Baillieu government. The law was changed to remove that. We went to the 2014 election to say it's just not on, but yes, there is a potentially a tension between religious expression and removing discrimination against particularly same-sex and gender-diverse people. But where the position is not of its nature inherently required to have the faith or the religious belief of that organisation, that should not apply. For instance, if you're the cleaner, if you're the librarian, if you're in an organisation that is a faith-based organisation where it does not matter or it should not matter that your faith, that your personal same-sex attracted or gender-diverse status is not relevant to the delivery of your employment, then you should not be discriminated against. Faith-based organisations are still very large employers in our state. This is about removing unnecessary discrimination against those people.
About time, that's all I can say.
Is it, Martin, is it going to have, do you think, an easy passage through the Parliament? What's the opposition's stated view on this?
Well, they haven't stated a public view as yet, but in 2011 they did remove this requirement. This was a provision that was in the law in 2010, and the then Baillieu government rather took that provision out. The bill has been first read. We don't know what the position of the Liberal opposition is. But we would have hoped that the world has moved on sufficiently that sees the rights of same-sex and gender-diverse people to employment as being more important, where it is not fundamental to the position what one's status or gender identity or sexuality status is. It's 2016.
It certainly is.
We can more and more appreciate that to balance religious expectations and human rights, that this is a very sensible mainstream proposition.
And just going on to the other piece of legislation, the Birth, Death and Marriages Act, I presume that that's the amendments to the Act to enable people who are gender diverse to change their gender identity on their birth certificates?
Indeed.
Yes.
It is indeed. It's about removing the barriers, firstly for adults who may seek to have their sex markers changed on their birth registration. And it's also to introduce a process for children to have their recorded sex altered. And, we move away from the male-female binary proposition to a more gender-diverse or non-binary descriptor. And this is also important, not just for trans and intersex people, but it's also important to recognise that for kids who are resolving their identity, there's a process for trans people where you had this ridiculous proposition that you had to undergo sex affirmation surgery and be unmarried to alter your sex record. That now goes. And again, given the number of demonstrated cases where this will make people's lives better, this will give people the opportunity to more accurately reflect who they are and to be respected and acknowledged by the community as to who they are, I would have thought that this is a pretty mainstream proposition that is increasingly common around the world.
Yeah.
And the rumours about the opposition to this, is this correct?
Well, we don't know. We want to give the opposition the benefit of the doubt. They've held their own counsel. That's fair enough. They're entitled to get briefings and undertake consultations with community. They'll have the opportunity to clarify their position in the debate this coming week.
We'll look very forward to hearing what that's going to be.
I have a quick question around the adoption changes, Martin. Does the new law allow couples to jointly adopt?
Yes, because it will remove the proposition around the identity of the male and female.
Right.
So if you've got same-sex couples, that's one of the key groups that will be empowered to take opportunity here. I will use this opportunity to just highlight that there are still issues, whether you're hetero or same-sex, when it comes to adoption, when it comes to international surrogacy.
Yes, yes.
And that's, of course, a large number of same-sex families in our community. The solution to this is to change the Family Law Act and pursue this at a federal level.
And that's federal,
which
yeah.
We are doing. But while we're doing that, we need to make sure that those families who will seek to use this opportunity for adoption legislation in Victoria, whose families might have a international commercial surrogacy background, to just carefully work through this proposition with our department's teams, and on a case-by-case basis, I would urge people in those circumstances to get really good advice about the quality of their information, the quality of their paperwork, make sure that they've got as much information, if it exists, from their country of birth, and to make sure that on a case-by-case basis, we seek to prosecute this, because it's without doubt tricky. And whilst we have this difficulty with the federal legislation, this same proposition applies to hetero couples as well as same-sex couples in this space. But given its newness, we've applied a little bit more resources into our adoption support team in the Department of Health and Human Services with a view that this will need a little bit extra support for those families.
Fantastic. Now, just before we wind up, I've got a quick suggestion. If the opposition knocked back the equal opportunity legislation, really simple. The state government should not fund religious organisations. I can say that you can't.
Faith-based, it's interesting to note that a lot of faith-based organisations have written in support of this exemption. Many faith-based organisations have no difficulty with this proposition, including the largest provider of schools and healthcare services from faith-based organisations, the Catholic Archdiocese.
There you go.
Martin Foley.
Talk to people.
Martin Foley, State Minister for Equality and three or four other things. We're not going to go into that. Thank you so much for your time, as always. Thank you for this legislation, and let's talk to you after Parliament next week.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.